With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hamas-led terrorists released three male Israeli hostages Saturday, parading them before a crowd in the southern Gaza Strip before handing them over to the Red Cross as part of a shaky ceasefire deal that requires Israel to release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange.
We've seen on a weekly basis since the ceasefire came into place a kind of PR message, in a sense, from Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the other group holding the hostages, to send a message to the world that they are still there, that they are determined to be having a stake in Gaza's future, and that they've not been destroyed, as Benjamin Netanyahu said that they would be.
BBC correspondent Mark Lowen reports that the Red Cross delivered the three to the Israeli military, which said were to be taken for medical treatment and to be reunited with their relatives. Also at SRNnews.com, during a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Vice President J.D. Vance says the U.S. and Ukraine share a goal.
We want the war to come to a close. We want the killing to stop. But we want to achieve a durable, lasting peace, not the kind of peace that's going to have Eastern Europe in conflict just a couple years down the road. So we had a number of good conversations about how we might accomplish that together. And certainly we'll have many more in the days, weeks, and months to come.
Zelensky, however, says his country wants security guarantees before any talks to end the Ukraine-Russia war, which continued earlier yesterday with a drone strike on the Ukraine-based Chernobyl nuclear power plant, Ukraine blaming Russia for the attack and Russia denying any responsibility. Abortions are set to resume in Missouri after a judge blocked regulations that had restricted providers, even after voters approved enshrining abortion into the state's constitution. Yesterday's ruling comes after a Kansas City judge ruled last year that abortions are now legal in Missouri, but kept certain regulations on the books while a lawsuit by abortion rights advocates played out. This is SRN News. Texas is considering a Ten Commandments bill. More on that story from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The measure would require that all public schools post a copy of the Decalogue in a prominent place. The legislation is similar to that adopted by Louisiana last year. In fact, Texas lawmakers tried to get a commandments bill passed in 2024, but ran out of time during the legislative session. Republican State Senator Phil King says, quote, "If our students don't know the Ten Commandments, they will never understand the foundation for much of American history and law." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two students challenging New Hampshire's ban on boys playing on girls' sports teams will also fight President Trump's executive order to do just that, to that effect. A judge has given the boys permission to update their lawsuit. This is the first time that the constitutionality of Mr. Trump's order is being challenged in court. Last fall, a federal judge in New Hampshire ruled that the two boys can try out and play on girls' school sports teams. This is SRN News. The Quaker Oats Company has recalled 10,000 boxes of pancake mix.
That's because the mix contains milk not declared on the label and could pose a risk of potentially dangerous allergic reactions. The company recalled 2-pound boxes of Pearl Milling Company original pancake and waffle mix sold in stores in 11 states. Consumers would have been able to buy the affected pancake mix as early as November 2024. People with allergies or sensitivities to milk should not consume the recalled mix to avoid serious or life-threatening allergic reactions. John Scott reporting.
And speaking of breakfast, record-high egg prices prompted Nevada lawmakers to unanimously back suspending their cage-free egg law, but the six other states with similar laws in effect have shown no sign of dropping them, even if it might help lower grocery bills. Keeping away from an average of $4.95 per dozen is the goal. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.